And now joining us from the Brookings Institution, Fiona Hill, a fellow in the Foreign Policy Studies program there. Ms. Hill, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
It is a day of to discuss these unfortunate incidents around the world, and certainly the incident in Chechnya on Monday was quite unfortunate. Tell us a little bit about what you believe led to this, given all the discussions that have been going on between Moscow and Grozny these days. One might not have expected this to be happening. I guess this is the second one in about 5 months or so.
Yes, that's correct. And that's also following hard on the heels of the Nordost theater hostage crisis, which we all remember in October of last year, which was the most serious such terrorist incident in Chechnya, and of course on Russian soil. Since the beginning of this most recent round of war, of course, following on from the Moscow apartment bombings that precipitated that. I mean, in a way, I don't think we should have been at all surprised that there would be an incident like this, in spite of, as you say, the dialogue between Moscow and Grozny over the last several months, because this has really been a top-down dialogue. It's really been directed by the center, by Moscow. Moscow has decided how it is going to resolve this conflict. There's a lot of disaffected groups. There's not a broad-based dialogue with the Chechens. The Chechen opposition movement is fractured. As you noted, Aslan Maskhadov, the elected Chechen president, who has been rejected by Moscow as a legitimate leader, has denied culpability in this latest terrorist attack, as he has done in others. And he is not in complete control of all of the other different factions that are opposing Moscow. The conflict has been infiltrated from the outside by many different groups, some with ties to Al-Qaeda. It's become a training ground for those who are seeking experience in these kinds of conflicts, perhaps to export elsewhere. It's a very complicated and very fluid situation in Chechnya.
It is indeed complicated, and I want to just follow up on that point because we've just had a conversation about Al-Qaeda. Could you paint a picture for us in a little more detail about this intersection of Al-Qaeda there in Chechnya, apparently a place where Al-Qaeda forces are no stranger?
Well, I mean, it's a lot of it has been done on the individual level. I mean, it's part of Chechnya has also recruited or been an attractive venue for many of the types of people that we've seen associated with other Al-Qaeda actions. Of course, Osama bin Laden himself has made frequent references to Chechnya as part of the global jihad. We've had instances of people who have fought in Chechnya appearing in Afghanistan during the beginning of the American campaign. We also remember that a senior Al-Qaeda operative tried to gain access to Chechnya. That has kind of come out in the last several months, several years ago, and of scoping Chechnya out as a potential staging ground for Al-Qaeda forces. I mean, really, the fact that the Russian government has really failed to resolve the political conflict that this all started out with Chechnya, to reconstruct the region, and has failed to restore any semblance of stability there or to restore the economy and the polity of the region, has left it as a festering sore, a kind of mini Afghanistan within Russia's own territory, largely out of control of the Russian government in spite of their best efforts to spin this as the end of the war and the beginning of a process towards reintegrating Chechnya into the Russian Federation.
Ms. Hill, briefly, we don't have a lot of time left in less than a minute or so. Why is Chechnya such an attractive place for terrorism?
Well, really, because most of the territory is out of control of the Russian forces or the Russian-installed Chechen government. And in that territory that is controlled by the rebel, the secessionist forces, Maskhadov himself has little scope for really restoring control. He has very few resources. And the funding that's coming in for the forces to fight against the Russians is coming in from broader terrorist groups and other Islamist movements that are seeking to perpetuate this conflict.
Fiona Hill of the Brookings Institution here in Washington, thanks so much for your analysis.
Thank you.
We appreciate that.